What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about North Korea and what may be a easing of tensions, a pulling back on this issue. And experts are basically coming on out and saying the same thing that I've been saying all along. With a clearly belligerent United States marching across the globe, every nation has a right to build a deterrent capability so that they'll be left alone. And so Dr. Andrei Gubin, who's an expert at the Russian Institute for Strategic Studies, said in an interview on TASS that the United States has no legal grounds for a military assault on North Korea. The entire ire seems to be the fact that Kim Jong-un refuses to bow down. And Kim Jong-un has come out of this confrontation looking really, really good, not just to his own people, but to many Asian countries in the region. They're saying, wow, if he can do it, we can do it. But absent a false flag, which is always still possible, the United States does not have legal grounds to just haul off and start invading North Korea any more than they did any of these other countries they've invaded. Then you have other countries that are saying, we're not going to be on board if you do this. Merkel has already sent a message saying Germany will not side with the U.S. in a war with North Korea. It says if there's an issue there, it has to be resolved diplomatically. So the U.S. government is not getting the support from the so-called coalition here. Meanwhile, down in Guam, they're feeling very twitchy there over all this idea that if the U.S. provokes a confrontation with North Korea, they're going to get caught in the crossfire. They haven't done anything. They don't feel that they want to be dragged into this thing. Like the Okinawans, they're starting to get really upset over all the U.S. bases on their island. They don't want to be a target. And they're not happy with the presence of the U.S. military. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. A story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Another brick in the wall. USA debt rating in doubt. Banks warn downturn coming. We're seeing this all over the place. There are all these indicators that behind all the manipulated stock market prices and all the absolute total fantasy unemployment and inflation numbers, there are some tough indicators out there that we're getting another recession. People are refusing to borrow more money because they're not confident they'll be able to pay it back. And yes, the TV corporate media is going to say, oh, the American people are confident in the economy. You don't see that reflected in the retail numbers. Or the credit numbers. Sears is about to close another 28 Kmart stores. They can't find that stable position. What they can't find is a customer base. And when you realize that Kmart has sort of traditionally been the bottom rung on the retail experience, and they can't find people who can go in there, that's a warning sign. Remember all those dollar stores? You go on in and the shelves are full of all this knickknacks and stuff that was, you know, nothing more than a dollar, which was a lie. They went up to $10 and $20, but that was the lure. They've gone out of business. Now, China is still demanding that the U.S. immediately withdraw all sanctions on China linked to North Korea, saying that these sanctions will damage ties between China and the United States. Because China doesn't feel they should be punished in an argument between the United States and North Korea. For that matter, the same applies to Russia as well. And as we mentioned earlier in the week, China is starting to pull their investment dollars out of the West and find new homes for it in the East. And the indicators are not good. You remember the story I think we did about 2 weeks ago? There's this woman, mother of two, has a job at Facebook, and is still homeless, living out of her car. Can't afford housing prices in Silicon Valley, struggling with her student loan debt. Tell me how that represents a functioning, healthy economy. U.S. workers' wages and salaries are collapsing. People are being forced to accept less pay for the same work they used to do. Housing crisis in Silicon Valley. It's turning into this nightmare view of these huge, expensive mansions all boarded up. And on the lawn in front of them are all these homeless people. Chicago's National Activity Index actually went to zero at one point. And then this little stunt where Mnuchin visited Fort Knox and stood there and said, I assume the gold is here. We've got nothing to worry about here. It's getting very, very scary out there. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Talking about the economic news here. Now, because of Mnuchin's little stunt the other day, Mike Maloney is out there saying, this isn't a joke. There is a serious question. If the American people's gold is still in Fort Knox, because technically the gold in Fort Knox is collectively the property of the American people. It doesn't belong to the government. The government manages it for us, not well. But that's the way the thing works. It's our gold, and we have every right to know that it is still there. And there has not been a full audit in over half a century. Now, in the 1970s, after Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility, the Nixon shock, and even then there were questions about, was there really gold in Fort Knox enough to cover the U.S. government's continued borrowing from foreign governments? And they a bunch of people in, some TV cameras. They opened a single door and revealed a single wall of gold bricks. Nobody was allowed to touch. Nobody was allowed to test. For all we know, they were tungsten cored even all the way back then. But it could have been just enough gold bars to fill up the space behind the door, and the rest of the vault was empty, and so were all the rest. We don't know, and we have a right to know. And Mike Maloney is out there saying, this is getting really kind of scary, because we don't know, and we need to. And again, History Channel is rerunning America's Book of Secrets. And we covered a lot of this stuff in the segment, The Gold Conspiracy. Somebody actually pulled off a gold finger and robbed Fort Knox, we think. Now, remember when Germany demanded the repatriation of their gold some years back from the New York Federal Reserve? And the Bank of France. Well, Germany has managed to bring back to Germany the last of the gold it had been storing at France's central bank. So France is out of that now. And it was a lot of 53,000 bars, each weighing 27 pounds. And it's now going to be kept in vaults beneath the bank's Frankfurt headquarters. And so now Germany has the flexibility. If something starts to go wrong and the paper currency is unreliable, now Germany has control of their own gold to convert into wealth for whatever purposes. And especially when you're getting ready to fight a war and nobody trusts paper currencies, being able to buy munitions for gold or silver is very important. And that's why there's still a lot of World War II wrecks on the floor of the Atlantic that are known to be carrying huge amounts of gold and silver. They've never been able to find them. Now, as far as the New York Federal Reserve, that's a different story entirely. They've been dragging their feet. They refuse to let Germany examine their gold bars. They've sent a few gold bars back, but not only are they clearly not the same bars that Germany deposited with them years ago, they're less pure. They've been adulterated. You know, when you buy gold or, for that matter, silver, and somewhere on there they're stamped 0.999. Well, this gold is like 0.95, which is just a small amount, but it's another indicator. Somebody is shaving something somewhere for their own greed here. Now, the Plaza Hotel, which was once Donald Trump's crown jewel, is up for sale yet again. The current owners of the Plaza Hotel have hired a broker to sell the New York City landmark, and it's basically a sign that there's a worldwide scramble among investors, celebrities, and governments it may be nearing an end. It's lost its luster. The constant media attacks on Donald Trump, his properties aren't the status symbol they used to be. So that's another indicator. Now, this is a bizarre story. This is Business Insider. And they've come on out with this story. Psychologically scarred millennials are killing countless industries from napkins to Applebee's. And this is an article that basically goes on out to say that those gosh darn millennials, you know, they're into cooking their own natural organic food at home. They don't feel like going to restaurants. And as a result, we're starting to see some of these restaurant chains get into serious financial trouble. And brands like Buffalo Wild Wings, Ruby Tuesday, and Applebee's are looking at these major sales slumps, and they're trying to find a scapegoat. Oh, those millennials, it's all their fault. They need to go on out and enjoy life a little bit more. What is not said in this article is that these millennials don't have the money to go out to restaurants. Restaurants have become very expensive, and the quality of what you get in a restaurant is often lower than what you get going to the supermarket. A lot of fillers, especially when you talk about these franchise brands. You don't really know what's in the food. But behind it all is the fact these kids don't have the money. They're struggling with student loan debt. Many of them are living with their parents. They're not able to go on out and have fun at a restaurant. The whole consumer economy is locking up because the money junkies have got all the money sucked up to the top of the pyramid, and they won't let go of a single penny of it to come back down to ordinary people. Okay, let's see. Let's take a phone call. Mike in Detroit, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Just a quick question for you.
Yes?
Have you been following what's going on in CERN coming up on September 23rd?
With what regard?
Well, have you seen the documentary, first of all, on CERN?
I've seen some documentaries on CERN.
Produced a movie.
Okay.
The question is, well, what they're planning on doing is through years of study and research I've been doing on these guys, they plan on opening a rift or a portal on the 23rd of next month. And what they're doing is basically opening the gates of hell.
Well, that's a grand sweeping statement here. I mean, what specifically is it they're attempting to accomplish?
They're trying to find the God particle, and they're going in and out of dimensions as they've already done before.
Well, they've already claimed to have found the God particle several times before. It always keeps coming up rather short. I look at CERN as really on the same level as the pyramids or the cathedrals of Europe or Stonehenge. It's the most amazing machine that can be built with the current technology in order to try and talk to God, which is really what finding the God particle is all about, because everyone got on board with this theory of the Big Bang and the supreme moment of creation by the deity. And then along comes Einstein and wrecks it with his theory of general relativity, which said that early universe had to be a massive black hole that could not escape its own gravity. And so what they've been looking for is some way to get around that contradiction. They refuse to go back and look at questioning that prime assumption of whether the universe really is expanding and really whether it all does go back to a single moment of creation. And instead, they're just trying to find ways to work around it. And it's a very strong parallel with the theory of epicycles. Back before the time of Galileo, the church enforced the Aristotelian view of the solar system, that the Earth was at the very center and did not move, and everything else moved around it. And as evidence began to mount that something was wrong with that theory, there was a study called epicycles, and these were these invisible structures in the sky that grabbed onto the planets and swung them back and forth as they circled around the Earth in their orbit. And the study of epicycles lasted 400 years. It is history's longest-running scientific goof. And finally, when Galileo came on out, the development of the telescope that proved that Mercury and Venus were, in fact, inferior planets pointing at the sun, it all started to come apart, and people began to understand, yes, the sun is the center of the solar system. So you need to question that prime assumption. And I, for one, I think that there are too many problems with that Big Bang theory. Now, the God particle is an attempt to get around the gravity well problem of the primordial egg by saying that when the Big Bang happened, what came on out of there was a particle that was completely massless. And because it had no mass, it had no gravity, and therefore it could just, you know, fly away into the universe without any kind of hindrance. And then when it was far enough away from the singularity, it met this other particle, the Higgs boson. And that's what all of a sudden gave it the mass and properties like we know nuclear physics has today. And that's when the universe started to act the way it does right now. It is a very convoluted theory, and it all depends on, you know, producing something with that CERN collider that looks like the Higgs boson. And they've claimed they've had it twice before, and it's been discredited. There is a problem, however, when you look at their methodology. Particle physicists like to describe what they're doing as taking two mechanical clocks, smashing them together, and then trying to figure out what the clocks look like by the gears and springs that come popping on out. But if you take those clocks and you hit them together hard enough, you're going to be breaking individual teeth off those gears that will come out as discrete components, even though you know prior to the nuclear collision, they were not separate components. And that is an issue that nobody has ever really satisfactorily explained. How do we know these new amazing particles coming out of these collisions are, in fact, parts of nature rather than being created by the experimental process itself?
Well, they said that it's taken them years and years to produce a teaspoon of antimatter, which they find so volatile, they have to contain it within in magnets colder than space just to keep it from touching the edges. Now, what they just did was they added a new circle to the original circle, which is spinning at the opposite directions. And they claim
no, it's always done that. CERN's always had two counter, two rings with the particles going in opposite directions.
Well, they said that what the technology they just introduced to the circle.
Well, they just overhauled the system.
So advanced.
Yeah, they just overhauled the system. Okay, you know something? I'm going to let you go here because
I just wanted to tell you one thing.
Yeah, you went opening the gates of hell and all the rest of that, and you don't really have your facts straight on this. So, Mike, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jack in Georgia. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, a couple of things about the reasons for the Afghanistan war. As you always say correctly, it's a number of reasons, not one only. We know about the extraction of natural resources and the opium source. Two more very important reasons are the first, the destabilization of Central Asia.
Yes.
And the last one is, I think the most important is to disrupt the new Silk Road, what they call the otherwise Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI. So,
yeah, I believe that does actually have to transit Afghanistan.
That the Chinese are already in Afghanistan, but they're doing good things there. They do not bomb and kill.
Yes.
They're helping, they're helping the Afghans connect to the new Silk Road. That's going to bring a lot of, raise the standard of living of Afghanistan. So that's one. The second, I read that the North Korea tensions seem to be easing up a little bit.
And yeah.
The last one question, are there any nuclear weapons in South Korea?
Yeah, lots of them. They all belong to the United States, and Moon Jae-in would like the United States to take them home.
Okay. Okay, the South Koreans themselves do not have any control of it. They don't have any weapons of their own.
No nuclear weapons of their own, no.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And by the way, just to keep things in perspective, this is the third year when somebody's tried to run this CERN will destroy the universe on September 23rd. It's sort of a recurring pattern. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good afternoon. Speaking of destroying the universe, the world, I think that's what George Soros is trying to do with his insanity that criminal is doing. I was wondering, Michael, I think he should be put under the RICO Act because I believe he's an enemy of the state of the United States. He's paying these Democrat protesters thousands of dollars, and you can see what's going on with Black Lives Matter and tearing down our statues of our country. I believe Soros is a big financer of this.
And, yes.
I think the RICO Act, if you look at what he's doing, I believe Donald Trump could actually have him arrested because what he's doing against this country is disgraceful. And, you know, Michael, you're talking about these statues. What about Sheila Jackson Lee? Were they going to just call her Sheila now in the Capitol?
Yeah, well, it's like I said, Bruce Lee. They're going to say, he was a Confederate supporter. I don't think so. Interesting thing about Soros is he's not just committing crimes against the United States, he's committing them against Europe. He's playing God with the entire world. And unfortunately, he's got so much money and he's tied in with so many intelligence agencies that he can get away with it. And he's basically recruited people from within virtually every government to be part of his New World Order, One World Government agenda. And it's not really a policy so much as it's a religious ideology. And in a lot of ways, these people are just as crazy as the Scientologists. They're just as fanatical. They're just as totally unconcerned with the harm they bring to others in pursuit of their little fantasy. And that really does make them very, very dangerous.
Yeah, Michael, George Soros is not complaining about the state of Israel having a wall around it, but he's sure complaining about Trump wanting to build a southern border wall. But when it comes to Israel, I notice Soros is all hands off against that government. It seems like he don't have nothing bad to say about Israel, but every other government, he's just trying to take them down. And we know who this guy Soros is. I mean, people are waking up, and that's a great thing. But what's going on with the Black Lives Matter and the real hatred in this country, I believe, like I say this, Michael, it's not coming from the alt right. It's definitely coming from the alt left. They're the real hateful ones. And if you look at the FBI crime statistics, the crime on minorities against majority people in this country, it'd be frightening to most of the people in the majority. If you look at the crime rates, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
I'm talking rape, murder, robberies, and every other thing you can think of. And like I said, I talked to you a couple days back. If you look at how many gang members alone illegally in this country are in L.A., it would be frightening to most American people if they ran it for, say, a good 2 to 3 days, if they actually knew how many gangs alone are here illegally.
Yeah, especially that MS-13. Those people are very, very dangerous. And like I said, if Claire and I are able to get the money together to get back to the mainland, even though we have fond memories of when we lived in California, Claire's from San Francisco and everything, we would not live there. The place has just gone nuts. We'd want to find someplace out in the Midwest, somewhere between Indiana and New England, because we got family back there.
Western Arkansas.
It's all beautiful country. It's all very beautiful country. But frankly, looking at what's going on in the streets of America, and especially with the United Nations coming on out and saying that we may be on the verge of major civil unrest in this country, Claire and I are saying maybe we'll just hang out here in Hawaii a little tiny bit longer. And so we're going to seriously start looking for a somewhat newer car than what we've got now, because this Honda's been amazing. And absolutely amazing, but it is 18 years old.
Well, Michael, when the hurricane hits Texas the next day or so, we'll see what happens over there. It should be a very weird situation. What's going to happen in Texas? That's a Category 3 into Texas. You'll have people like they in New Orleans went to Houston. Now the ones in Houston and stuff might go back to New Orleans. So who knows what's going to happen with that?
Well, I hope everybody's okay. They're taken care of. And again, remembering the disaster of Hurricane Katrina, let us hope that the relevant government agencies are quicker to respond to deal with what's about to happen. All right, we're going to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's see, I think we did finish up with Tom in Florida. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 if you want to call on in here. Getting on back to the economic news, there is a new subprime crisis, and it has to do with a subprime lender, Provident Financial. And apparently, having learned nothing from the subprime mortgage disaster, Provident Financial has been putting out subprime loans for cars and various other things. And right now, its loan repayment rates have fallen from 90% to only 57% over the last year, leading to profit warnings, the departure of its chief executive, and a collapse in its share price. Now, those shares are obviously part of the portfolio of a lot of Americans. And they're caught with this downward plunge. None of this stuff happens in a vacuum, especially with publicly traded companies. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is once again back to screaming about his border wall, threatening to close down the government unless he gets his border wall. And I'm starting to think almost it's a distraction, because you really don't need a wall on the border. All you need to do is enforce the existing Title VIII laws in this country. Anybody caught housing, employing, transporting, feeding illegal immigrants is guilty of a crime. Stop giving them out, giving out free stuff to illegals. Stop registering them to vote. Just enforce the existing laws. It can be done. Eisenhower did it. He didn't need a wall. He only had 10% of the manpower that today's Immigration and Customs Enforcement has. And he just shut it right down. It can be done. But as that caller was indicating, Soros is already, you know, in a lather. You can't have a wall. I mean, there's no borders. It's and the caller is also right. It's a double standard. It's okay for Israel to have walls, but nobody else. Meanwhile, to show what's really happening in the long run with all of this unrestrained immigration here, over in Rome, their migrants are now rioting. And apparently there has been some damage to some of these ancient classical monuments and ruins. And apparently the Rome police had to get on out there with the water cannons to get them to leave. And that actually made the U.S. corporate news. They were out there showing the big van with the water cannon just spraying these people, trying to get them to break up and go away. The European Union has just weeks to relocate 130,000 migrants as block to fail on another pledge. Now, what this is obviously the migrants come in to European Union member nations that are on the edge of the Mediterranean, or they're on the border with the non-EU part of the world. And Brussels has been promising they will relocate the huge population of migrants in these border countries, especially Italy, to other parts in the EU. And they haven't been doing it. They haven't been doing it. And now, again, looking at the riots going on in Rome, Italy is just in serious, serious trouble. And on top of all of that, Libya's prime minister is warning that a lot of these migrants heading for Europe are actually jihadists. And they are posing as migrants, and who knows what they're going to do when they get into Europe. And we're already starting to see all these terror attacks all over the place. And you have to sit back and just marvel at how the people who want the one world government, the new world order, are completely oblivious to the harm that's being caused. Indeed, they're out there trying to say that if you're not okay with multiple rapes and all this other stuff, that there's something wrong with you. You're a racist. If you object to migrants raping your daughter, you must be a racist. Now, I'm joking, but you know, at some point, we're actually going to hear that. We're going to hear that from some of these people. And believe it or not, scientists are working on a plan to ease some of the tension from the migration. And no, it doesn't involve shutting the borders and sending them back. There's actually a plan out there to dose the incoming migrants with oxytocin. This is the hormone produced by babies that make adults automatically love them. And so they're going to basically create these love refugees. They're going to dose them with this hormone, and we just can't help but fall in love with them. Now they're down to drugging us to go along with the New World Order. Boy, right out of Brave New World, huh? All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That story you just mentioned about that hormone that are going to be spraying is about as nutty as the sports reporter at ESPN that they relieved of duty because his name was Lee.
Yeah, and he's Asian American, where Lee is like this incredibly common name. It really is. It's just gone so totally bonkers out there.
Well, speaking of the refugee problem, it seems like somebody has a case to file a class action suit in the world court for the EU for opening the floodgates for this problem, which leads me to the question I had about, I think it was you that reported the other day about a lawfare in the favorable sense, not the negative sense that we've seen the government's wage against us, the people, you know, like the Bundys and the Finnegan and the, you know, that situation up there. Did you report the other day that somebody is suing the NSA and the these other intelligence agencies for releasing their data?
I think I remember hearing something about that. The last lawsuit we were talking about was this lawyer in San Diego who was suing the corporate TV news networks in a class action on behalf of all of us deplorables who have been defamed by the corporate media. And yes, it's absolutely a solid case.
Okay,
and so,
that's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that's along the lines of, I guess you'd say, also the case that you reported on a couple of days ago about the fellow suing the RNC because they haven't come through with their promise to repeal Obamacare.
And, yeah.
And the people filing the class action suit against the DNC for Sanders getting ripped off. And yeah, that's the these are the favorable cases of lawfare that, you know, we need to be able to engage in and avoid all the negative ones that the alphabet agencies are using against us to tie us up, like we saw over there, you know, with the Bundy situation. But it's sad to hear that you report that, yeah, they're going to be still coming after them from another angle, I guess, and they're still
yes.
going to have to be going through a lot of turmoil and oppression. It's just sick. So
yeah, we're definitely there. And again, it is this incredible amount of evil. And yet, if you even mention the Uranium One deal and its links to this wildlife refuge area and that whole situation, and they're saying, oh, you're a conspiracy theory wacko, you're wearing a tinfoil hat, there's nothing there but Trump and Russia are swapping wet kisses.
Well, I tell you, these activist judges, they need to be tarred and feathered.
Yeah, sounds like a good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, yeah, well, all right, well, yeah, thanks for jogging my memory about that. The suit is over there in San Francisco against the TV stations that are misrepresenting and painting with a broad brush all of the white people basically as racist.
Yeah, that's basically it, and it's actually San Diego, and this lawyer is absolutely correct. The corporate media is out there saying that we're all racist if we vote Republican. We're racist if we voted for Donald Trump. And there is no basis for that whatsoever. And yes, we all have grounds to sue these TV network news outlets for defamation. Because
go ahead. Well, I mean, what they're doing is really dangerous in a legal sense. It's reckless endangerment and gross negligence in fanning up these racial tension that could lead, you know, to, a powder keg that would explode.
It legally counts as incitement. These TV news networks are guilty of incitement to violence.
There you go. All right. Well, we would bid him well in his effort to bring these people, make them accountable for their reckless behavior, their incitement.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the
okay.
way, it's a her. Thank you very much for the phone
okay,
call. We're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Rick, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
The wall.
Okay.
You know, the wall is going to be built to stop the cheap health care and dental care you can get in Mexico. It's going to stop you from going down there and getting antibiotics or painkillers. It's going to stop what's going on in the Rio Grande Valley over the years. There's no abortion clinics. They've all been scared off through, okay, you could call it terrorist threats, but they threatened to kill the doctors in those abortion clinics over the years. So the whole Rio Grande Valley down there is totally abortion-free. So this is really to keep us in. It's not going to do anything for immigration. I mean, I predict that if there's going to be a wall built, it'll be built like from the Gulf Coast on up past McAllen, maybe 100 miles. But it's to keep people from crossing the border and accessing economical health care.
Well, first of all, I mean, the wall is supposed to block illegal crossing of the border. It's not supposed to impede legal crossing of the border. I believe that it's already been made illegal to purchase drugs in Canada. I don't know what the status is regarding Mexico, but you're absolutely right. Their dental care down there is first rate and very inexpensive. I do know a lot of people who live in the American Southwest who will make that 5-hour drive down across the border because there they can get dental work done that they couldn't even dream of affording here in the United States of America. But you're right. At some point, they'll lock that off. They'd rather have people dying in the streets of America than let them have health care at a reasonable price.
Yeah, so I don't think it has anything to do with immigration. Because if you want to stop immigration, you can just sanction the employers. Simple as that.
I agree with that. I agree with you on that one. They don't really need a wall. I like to joke that it's cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande, but you just need to enforce the laws that already exist, and that means going after these mayors and governors of sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and just say, look, this is the United States of America. We have laws here under Title VIII, and if you do not enforce them, you are going to go to jail. And I'm rather surprised that Donald Trump is not taking a heavier hand on that regard and instead just focusing his whole attitude on the wall. And yes, I understand he comes out of real estate development and building buildings and the Trump wall will be his masterpiece and everything. But we don't really need it. Eisenhower proved that. What we need is to go back to being a nation where we are taking care of our own first and foremost. It seems like we've lost that America first, that make America great. We're already back to mucking about with other people's countries. I do not like it. Let's go back to the phones here. Laura in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Please be indulging me a little bit. I checked on a map, and Afghanistan closes up quite nicely on its western border to Iran.
Yes.
Now, what upsets me is that we seem hell-bent on getting rid of Iran for Israel.
Yes.
And it occurred to me that the Syria and Iraq also employ, with plenty of troops, we're going to get them in a pincher, and the Middle East will be a war against, caught in a pincher movement between Afghanistan and to its west, Iran and Iraq, for the greater Israel. I can't help but wonder if that isn't planned.
Well, we know Israel wants Iran smashed up. The real danger is, though, if they explode the entire Middle East into a regional war, that is going to absolutely disrupt the flow of oil coming out of there. And despite or because of the accident with the Deepwater Horizon, the U.S. can't cover the shortfall. There will be a serious petroleum shortage, and probably one of the reasons they want to go into Venezuela now is to get control of that oil as well. But most of the oil is still coming out of those wells in the Middle East, and if those lines of communication through the Gulf get cut off by open warfare, then yeah, there's going to be a serious economic disruption.
Yeah, it's economic interruption for us. But of course, everything will go into the war effort, and to hell with the United States. I'm very disappointed in Mr. Trump, extremely.
I am too.
And I find it difficult to believe that this isn't pre-planned to get rid of Iran. Afghanistan may have all those wonderful little minerals, but they all seem...
Well, sorry to cut you off. We're coming up on a commercial break. I mean, all the way back in 2005, General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on the U.S. government's plan to conquer all the resource-rich areas in the Middle East in order to shackle them to the U.S. dollar. And Iran was the last one on the list, supposedly conquered in 2008. Obviously, we're a little off the timeline here. But yeah, it's been that plan all along to bring Iran to heel, to shackle them to a private central bank, and to basically reduce them as a political opponent for Israel in the region. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you for the phone call, Laura.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, getting on back to the immigration issue here. Here in the United States of America, the backlog in the deportations in the court, in the immigration court, is 610,000. They're just piling up and piling up and piling up. And, of course, the open borders people are trying to delay and slow it down. It really is a fight for the... Hello. What happened? Oh, okay. Who am I talking to? Oh, okay. Do we have a caller on the line or this was just a... Okay, all right. So here we are. Well... That was a little weird there. All right, so we're talking about the backlog in the immigration court. And, of course, the New World Order, globalists, open border people, they're trying to find any way they can slow the process down. It literally is a war for this land between those who have lived here for generation upon generation, those of us who are here legally, and this idea that anybody on planet Earth should be able to just walk across the border, come on in here and start demanding things, start raping children, selling drugs. It's a very destructive process we're in the middle of, and the people who are behind it don't care. They really are religious fanatics. It doesn't matter how much suffering it causes. In the long run, we will be making a better world. If you ever watch that Lee Remini show on Scientology, that's how they get it all to work. That's how they get those Scientologists to do the very scummy things that they do, because they're absolutely convinced that anything evil they do now is worth it, because in the long run, they're making the Earth and the human race much, much better. And the ends justify the means. We're seeing exactly the same thing now with these fanatics for the open borders. You have to really scratch your head about what's going on out here. The Rockland Academy School Board is facing some tough questions from parents when it came on out that one of their instructors was having discussions about transgenderism in a kindergarten class. And the parents are very angry, and I do not blame them. First of all, kids in kindergarten have no idea what you're talking about. They're not being educated. They're being indoctrinated to accept this new idea of gender fluidity. And I can imagine the parents are very angry about that. Most parents want to feel that they are in charge of their children's education in certain very personal matters, sex being one of them. Now, we were sent this video about what's happening with our children. And it's from Germany, and it's in German, and it's subtitled. But it's showing film of children as they were 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, when I was a kid. And they were just kids. Contrasting with all of these videos of these toddlers in tiaras, literally children cheerleading teams that are twerking on out there. And it's just, it really is rather shocking when you understand something horrible is happening to our children. And whether it's deliberate policy or an artifact of all these chemicals that we're being saturated with, but there is, they're not being allowed to be children anymore. Their youth and their innocence are being stolen from them in the rush to get them up on stage or turn them into perfect consumers. And it's always about more drugs and more water. Apparently, BBC is launching a new program. I'll tell you what, we're going to do this after the station identification. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger,
so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.